Bursa left the Syrian city of Halab when the war started in 2011, and he's since married. With a newborn, he now has more mouths to feed. Food prices in Lebanon have become unaffordable for the majority of the population. But the United States says Syrian refugees are the most vulnerable.
We used to receive money worth $27, and it was just about enough. Now it's worth less than a quarter and barely covers the price of milk or sugar.
Many Syrian refugees here rely on cash assistance paid in the local Lebanese currency, but since it's lost more than 85% of its value, the poorest refugees have been hit the hardest. This shop in Bakar Valley is helping its customers by allowing them to buy now and pay later, but its owner says even he's barely able to make ends meet. Inflation, he says, means the cash aid only lasts for a few days.
Customers come in to ask the price of, for example, a small can of salami, now worth a dollar. They say it's too expensive. 4 liters of oil is worth almost $6. They'll tell me they don't have the money and they leave. This is how people live day by day.
They told Al Jazeera they want to receive the cash aid in its full value in dollars instead of the local currency. The representative of the UN Refugee Agency here agrees it's a more practical solution, but challenging to implement. He's urging the international community to help and says the agency is trying to find a long-term solution.
We are working with the government partners and then also financial service providers to catch up with the level of inflation and increasing the amount of assistance in Lebanese pound.
Because of the economic situation and the pandemic, aid agencies are seeing refugees skip meals, getting into debt, or even sending their children to work instead of school.
Families here are feeling anger and apathy at the same time. There's been no fuel, and this is what they're having to do. They're having to improvise. They were first displaced by a very protracted war in Syria, and then they ended up here in the camps for years. With no end in sight, they say, life has simply become too miserable.
The dire conditions in these camps that nearly 1 million Syrian refugees have to endure are likely to worsen as winter approaches. And picking up casual work will be a lot more difficult once the bitter cold sets in. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera, Bakar Valley in Lebanon.